This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello.
Welcome to the fun.
Episode of the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, here with the latest in some of the agricultural news that I find during the course of the week that affects those of us who are small growers, who have smaller farms, and who are interested in strong survival. One of the survival techniques. I thought one of the things that farmers have been weighing in on is the rising cost, the inflation that we're all going through. So the folks at Purdue University have done a survey, and they say that the Ag Economy Barometer has risen 14 points in the past month. The rise in the overall measure of agricultural producer sentiment was driven by increases in both the index of current conditions, which went up 9 points, and the index of future expectations, which went up 16 points. Basically, to boil this down, if you're a producer, middle-sized, smaller farm, according to this survey, the folks who are in smaller and medium-sized farms are less worried about your financial future than you were in July. So this is something that's done every single month by the folks at Purdue to sort of keep their fingers on the pulse. And I'm wondering whether you feel that this is the situation for you on your farm. I don't know. This summer on my farm has been, in terms of monetary input, I have collected almost twice as much in fees and visitation and things that I do on the farm selling hay as I did last year. So I suppose that's a good sign. My costs are up. Your costs are up. We all know that the cost of fuel, for example, is crazy. How many are planning to burn wood from their own? You have a tree lot. I have a tree lot on my farm, and we're going to burn a lot of wood. And wood is selling, by the way. We're selling cordwood for $400 a cord, which is about 20%, 25% higher than it was last year. How about you? Is that one of the reasons that people who are in that business, because there are all kinds of ancillary businesses, I have a wood lot on my farm in addition to raising Jersey replacement heifers. I have a compost facility that is now producing quite a bit, frankly. So I would say that I'm generally speaking, I'm going to do a solar farm, part of the farm. I'm fairly optimistic that we can at least make ends meet. Here's something from New York State. The Department of Labor has been taking a look at overtime for farm laborers. This is something that's always been a sticky wicket. And I think it more applies to big farmers than it does to smaller farmers. But there are a lot of smaller and medium-sized farmers that have hired help, that have seasonal help, that sort of thing. And so what they're trying to do is reduce the overtime threshold for farm workers down to 40 hours from 60 hours, which is completely, and maybe I should save my comments here. Yeah, maybe I'll save these comments because this is ludicrous in lots of different ways for a lot of different reasons. It's very good for some reasons and not good for others. Here's an outbreak of bird flu led to the deaths of 43 million chickens and turkeys all across the United States. Started at a giant egg-laying operation in Ohio. This is down in Defiance County, where 3 million chickens had to be dispatched over this past weekend. U.S. Department of Ag going in. This is from an egg-laying farm, not from, this is, there are differences between hens and chickens. Chickens lay eggs, the hens are for food or for meat. At any rate, this disease, there has been a problem with it earlier in the year. Midwestern farmers had a problem in Indiana, Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin. But now it's come back with a vengeance. It typically is carried by migrating waterfowl like geese. Geese are a menace on the farm. Not only do they carry these diseases, but their poop is full of salmonella. And, you know, your dog goes along and eats the poop. I don't mean to be too graphic, but you all know, and I all know, we have dogs and they eat poop. And a lot of dogs get sick from eating this stuff. And never mind the infected flocks that come out of the food supply. What does that cost to growers? And then ultimately to those who are buying the product, they have to pay more because the supply is less. In Colorado, there is a problem with factory farms. And this is something new. The same thing that's gone on in Iowa and North Carolina, where there are big hog farms especially, and then in states like Wisconsin where there are dairy, you know, there are dairy assembly lines. It's not a farm, it's a factory. And so now, apparently a government in Colorado, anyway, thinks that it's time for more regulation to ensure water quality in Colorado. So a couple of environmental groups demanding tougher water quality regulations for mostly the big farms. Again, we had somebody on the program last week, I think it was. I was talking about runoff and that sort of thing and how you can eliminate it with no-till. But there are a lot of the big companies, these huge operations, they don't pay attention to any of this stuff. And that's why there's a problem. And it's blamed on the smaller farms, like farmers in general are responsible. No, farmers in general are not responsible. It's the big factory farms that are responsible. And so in terms of what they're doing in Colorado, they have been picking and choosing which farms would be the ones that they would accuse of unlawful pollution. And now the smaller farmers are getting together, pushing the folks in Colorado and government toward the big farms because they pose the biggest threats. And, you know, I remember back a number of years when there was a real problem before these large dairy operations began. And it was more because of the producers of produce that they turning over the soil. I don't know how you do no-till. I need to get a guest on here to talk about. I'm not a fan of no-till, at least in my own operation. I open my mind to it because it seems to be a thing where a lot of people are going in that direction. But I don't have a lot of water. I don't have really any of the land that I use, 700-800 acres for haying and pasturing and stuff. I don't have anything that's close to any water. So maybe that's why I haven't paid attention to it. Okay, that's our news overview, things that affect the family farmer. You can use the Thunderstorm air purifier anywhere. You can use it in your home. You can use it in your garage. You can use it in your barn. It takes up no floor space whatsoever. Plugs directly into a wall socket. It's silent, so it's great for use in your bedroom or wherever it is that you want silence, right? Home studio. This is something that's been put together by a company that's been in business for almost 30 years. Eden Pure is the name of the company. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on three Thunderstorm air purifiers for every part of your operation. Office, bedroom, home, barn. Additional info on Eden Pure. It's an Ohio company. We're all over Ohio here today. They're located in Canton, Ohio. Good American company. Everything made in America. So you want to clean up the air, save $200 on three of these thunderstorms by going to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that
My doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Stephanie Berkeley, who's the manager of Farm Safety, the Farm Safety Foundation. It's a charity in England. What's a nice young Irish lady like you doing in Stratford-on-Avon, which is where you are, as we're having this conversation. So I'm guessing you're connected to farms in Ireland and England. Is that, should I assume that, Stephanie?
Yes, that's a very good assumption, actually. I come from Donegal in Ireland, and when I grew up, most of my friends were farmers or fishermen, and equally, you know, dangerous professions. I mean, one of my best friends had two brothers that left to go to work one day and didn't come home. So I'm very aware of how dangerous the industry is and the impact any farming accident will have on a family, a community, and the people that love them.
I think one of the things here in America that we've become maybe hyper aware of, we have what's called OSHA here, the Occupational Safety Group of the government that goes around and inspects things. I'm not sure how much time they spend on farms. They do it with more bigger businesses and industry and that sort of thing. But you're right, farm. I've been around cows and farms, and I learned how to drive on a tractor like you probably did. It's not the safest place to be. I guess it's consciousness as much as anything else. So you're here in part to talk about the hazards and what you do over there. Is it stricter, do you think, over there, farm safety rules and regs for small farms? See, one of the things here is the rules are not applied equally. The family farmer takes it in the neck, so to speak, and the big agribusinesses, nobody pays any attention to them, or they don't pay any attention to regulators. So how is that the same sort of thing that happens in England and Ireland?
Yeah, well, in England and Ireland, farming has the poorest safety record of any occupation, you know, that there is. Putting that into perspective, in the UK, it accounts for 1% of the working population, but nearly a quarter of all workplace deaths. In Northern Ireland, it's 38%, and in the Republic of Ireland, it's actually about 48% of all deaths that happen in the workplace. You know, so in terms of regulation, unfortunately, we have the Health and Safety Executive, the Health and Safety Authority, which are very similar to your organisations, but they're being squeezed. They don't have the personnel that they have, so they can't work in an advisory capacity the way they used to. So it is about inspectors and it's about inspections, and they don't give you very much warning, and rightly so, because you should be taking safety seriously yourself. I mean, it's your health, it's your safety, it's your choice.
And it's your family as well. Okay, hold on for a moment or two. We're visiting with Stephanie Berkeley from the Farm Safety Foundation in England. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into the focus on safety. One of the reasons this is a good program is because, as Stephanie has said, it's something we all ought to be aware of. And I wonder how broad this, not the coalition and the membership, but how broad your reach is. I have a farmer tan. And that some people say is dangerous because you're only exposed to certain areas of your body and the sun could do a number on them. Well, I've, you know, been at it for decades and decades and decades and it hasn't bothered me. Not that I don't think there should be protective measures, but because of that, I put canopies on all of my tractors so that I'm not, nor are the people operating the tractors other than me, we're not hit directly by the sun's light. Is that something you'd likely participate in, that sort of safety focus?
We have just finished Farm Safety Week, where it's one of our campaigns where we bring together 240 different organizations across England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland. One of the areas we focused on was basically what you talked about, a farmer's tan. It might be a joke to some, but it's no laughing matter. And actually, as you speak to me, I am recovering from surgery. I've had a squamous cell carcinoma removed from my face on Saturday.
Ooh.
And that is a result of years and years of sun abuse. So I know exactly how important it is to talk about things like that. The problem is, in the farming industry, farmers are exposed to 20 to 30 times the sun exposure of anybody there. And you know the UK. You spent a lot of time there yourself, Doug. You know it rains a lot. But also, if you're working outdoors, it's the harmful UV rays that people are basically not taking seriously. They don't protect themselves. They don't wear hats. They don't wear sunscreen. And unfortunately, after years and years of abuse, it comes back to haunt you. And unfortunately, I can speak with all honesty that I have 5 stitches in my face and I look like I've gone 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, you know, and I'm dealing with it. So I think it's really important that we use a lot of real life examples and people that share their stories with us that really make it real and relatable. But these aren't things that happen to other people. These are accidents. These are issues that affect everybody, whether it's hearing loss, mental health, whether it's sun care or whether it is your regular farm accidents, they do affect so many people, and we need to continue the conversation.
One of the things that we have here in America, whether we acknowledge it or not outwardly, is the risk. But then there are those who would, some of the old timers say, you can't mitigate, you can't take care of all risks, you can't eliminate all risks. It seems to me that you are more of a conscience, you're interested in raising awareness. I think that's pretty accurate, isn't it?
It's far too common for people to accept that risk is an inevitable part of the job. It's not. You know, the guidance is easily available to manage the risks and to prevent those injuries. You know, and when you think about, you know, moving vehicles and farm machinery, that accounts for a third of all deaths in the, you know, in the UK's farming force. Last year, we had 34 farm workers lost their lives on UK farms, plus 7 members of the public, which included 2 children. One of those children was a 13-year-old riding a quad bike, an all-terrain vehicle, without a helmet. She died from her neck injuries.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's it. How much, you know, again, I guess it depends on age as much as anything else, whether the older people that are involved are going to take this seriously or not, because I can't imagine anybody my age putting a helmet on to go ride, you know, drive the tractor or do other things that are similar. So we'll continue. By the way, Stephanie Berkeley's website is yellowwellies.org. We'll get to that after this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wah-wah. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARADIO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARADIO.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indian Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping will come face-to-face on Friday for the first time since deadly border clashes in 2020 strained ties between the Asian countries. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a meeting that will also include Russian President Vladimir Putin. A tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike. Railroads and union representatives have been negotiating for about 20 hours at the Labor Department on Wednesday, and they finally inked out a deal. The risk of a strike starting on Friday could have shut down rail lines across the country. Two immigrant buses from Del Rio, Texas, arrived at Vice President Kamala Harris's residence at the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. Thursday morning. About 100 illegal immigrants were shooed away by Secret Service and are now loitering in front of the Vice President's home. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour here on the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on safety. What's going on from the perspective of someone who's steeped in this? Stephanie Berkeley, who is the Farm Safety Director, Manager of Farm Safety Foundation, and her website is Yellow Wellies. The Wellies are what they call boots. Everybody on the farm in England wears wellies, and they're also available. You can go to Marks and Spencer, you probably go most any place, and get your yellow wellies. I'm looking at a picture of you. You've got yours on, holding a lamb. Very cute. Uh-huh. I'm trying to, as I look at your face, I'm thinking, wow, what a shame that you had that. You've got very fair skin. And that's another thing about skin. If you are fair-skinned, you're more likely to have the problem that Stephanie has had and so many other farmers have had of overexposure to the sun, right?
Absolutely. I am your basic Irish nightmare, pale skin and freckles. But in that pursuit of the golden tan that I wanted, I was in the 80s outside. I wouldn't even tell you the things I put on my skin in order to get a tan. So unfortunately, it is one of these things that you just have to realize that there are consequences. And actually, that's what the yellow wellies stands for, because it's a pair of yellow wellies, and it was who would fill your boots if something was to happen to you. So when we talk to young farmers, we tell them, we say, you know what, you're inevitable. I mean, so you're invincible right now. It's never going to happen to you. But what if it does? You know, what if it does? And unfortunately, it's the older farmers that are having these life-ending accidents. Over 53% of farmers were over the age of 60 that lost their lives over the last years on our farms. It is the guys that don't wear their helmets. It is the guys that go up the ladders without thinking about proper, safe working procedures. You know, it is those people that are working, thinking they've done it every day, you know, relying on luck. And luck runs out. And that's what we've got to let people know.
All right, let me give you a specific problem that we have here, and I know you have it there. I'd like to know how you're handling this at the Farm Safety Foundation. This is the problem of pesticides. In this country, there have been hundreds of thousands of fatalities, most of them either on the farm or associated with farm tasks. I think about 44% of the people who have died from using Roundup and that ilk are from farms. And so you look, you know, people are now going to be, they're not going to be able to get a hold of Roundup over here anymore because it's become illegal to sell it to individuals. Why they still sell it to farmers is beyond me. But at any rate, how do you handle something like this that is a top of the mind problem because it's gotten so much publicity, pesticides and farmers? What's your position? How are you helping people with that?
Yeah, in terms of the UK, we have got such high animal welfare standards. We've got high standards of, you know, of crops and arable farming. And actually, pesticides isn't one of those things that actually appears high in the levels of people actually having, you know, long-term health conditions. Mm. Yes, we do have it for musculoskeletal. Yes, we do have it for skin cancers. We also have it for respiratory diseases. But we don't have it for pesticides and chemical use. It's very, very heavily regulated here. It's also, there are a lot of very strong regulations in terms of storage, handling and purchasing of them. So it's something we're quite lucky that's not a massive issue with us. Unfortunately, it's the same five things that kill farmers and cause life-changing, life-ending accidents. You know, moving vehicles, work at height, working with livestock. You know, there were 11 people killed as a result of coming into contact with livestock over the last year. Mm. You know, it's machinery and it's, you know, asphyxiation and slurry. You know, it's chemical gases and actually coming from natural products like slurry here in the UK. You know, these are the things that are killing our farmers. And, you know, it's not rocket science. They have to take safety seriously. They have to rethink the risk of every job every time they do it. And they have to be open to learn and to actually go back and remind themselves of the dangers that they face each and every day when they're doing their tasks.
For the benefit of those who are unwashed, don't know what the British term slurry means, it has to do with manure management.
I apologize for that.
No, it's fine. It's cute, actually. But because of the difference in the lingo as much as anything else. But here we are talking about a lot of things that we have in common. One of the things I just realized in talking about pesticide management is that the EU has been very vocal and very strong, very strident, in fact, when it comes to regulating. But I'm wondering what's going to happen in England as they are out of the European Union. Will those blackguards from Germany that run Bayer, that are the overseers of Monsanto, will they try to sneak back into England now that they're not part of the EU?
I can't see that happening, Doug, because actually the National Farmers Union have been lobbying very heavily to ensure that we maintain those high standards of welfare, of use, of regulation. But unfortunately, you've hit on something there. The leaving of the European Union has caused massively high levels of anxiety and stress in the industry, and that is affecting farmers' mental health right now, which is equally as important. Their physical health and their mental health are equally important because these are things that are causing a huge issue in an industry. Yes, we lost 34 people to farm supposed accidents, but we lost 102 farmers to suicide in the same year. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we've got to all start looking out for, taking responsibility for, looking out for each other and looking after each other.
You know, you bring up something here. I want to talk about this as we continue. The whole business of mental health and suicides, a really big problem here in America. And I don't know, unless I'm misinformed or ill-informed, that there's any organization here like your, here in America, like yours over there in England. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth, isn't it? Elizabeth Miller from Caltran. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Caltran here.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Back now to finish our conversation with Stephanie Berkley. The situation with suicides, the mental health, I don't know that there's a particular organization. We all have, we have suicide hotlines. But I guess the more important thing, well, I don't know if it's more important, Stephanie, but the thing that hits me directly is it's so unnecessary. It's kind of like, I liken it to how our veterans are treated in this country. It's shameful, disgraceful, disgusting. And I think the same can be said for farmers who have been so abused by the public. After all, without farmers, how are we going to eat? How are we going to survive? And people don't think about it that way because there's no longer a connection to the farm. When I was a kid, maybe 40%, 30, 40% of the country made its living on the farm. Now it's like 2%. What are the stats over in England?
Well, yeah, I mean, 1% of the workforce in the UK is farming-based, you know, and obviously there were 102 suicides in farmers and those in agricultural-related trades. We started raising awareness of this issue back in 2018 when nobody was talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted to encourage a culture within the industry that explicitly recognises how the job can and does impact on the well-being of everyone living and working in it, and how poor mental health can have a direct and deadly impact on the job. Now, you think about it. You're not in the right headspace when you get behind the wheel of the tractor. It's not the tractor that's dangerous. It's you, you know. So given the year we just experienced and the continued poor safety record in the industry, making sure we're all looking out after our physical and our mental well-being has never been more relevant.
Do you go to, do you send people that work with you actually out to the farms? I talked about what we have here, OSHA. My belief that government should go out and help people be better. What approach do you take to this with the farmers there?
Yeah, so the way we do things is, we have an education program. We're a small charity. Doug, we are, there's three of us, but we're a small charity, but we've got big ambitions. You know, we cover the whole of the UK. We've trained 15,000 young farmers at all the land-based colleges and universities across the UK. We work with the Young Farmers Club Network. We have campaigns like Farm Safety Week and Mind Your Head, which is the mental health campaign that we run in February. Mm-hmm. We also train at business organisations. So those guys who are face-to-face with farmers, we train vets. We get them, we're talking about, we do a mental health and farming training. We do an introduction to farm safety training. We work face-to-face, and it's really important. And what we're also doing is we're using things like virtual reality in our training. So for that group of young farmers who think they know it all, who think they've seen it all, and are going to get bored by a two-hour presentation, we bring virtual reality into it and make it more interesting. Basically, we're trying to make safety sexy here. You know, it's got to be what we're doing. You know, they've got to be relevant, it's got to be real, and it's got to be relatable to those, our audiences.
What, we're almost out of time. What percentage of farmers, the reason I ask it, because in America a lot of women are going into farming. How is that in England? What's the story with women and farming?
At the minute, it's 28% to 30% of farmers are now based in females. And they're females, and also there's an increased number of young farmers that are joining the industry that are female. So it's no longer the farmer's wife. She is the person that's making the decision, you know what I mean? And it's great when we go and we sit in a classroom and we know that a third, if not more than that, are females, and they're the future of farmers. So it doesn't matter whether you're male or you're female, as long as you do it safely.
Stephanie Berkeley, thank you. Stephanie is the manager of Farm Safety Foundation. The website is yellowwellies.org. You can learn a lot here. I would think this would be a good way for you all who are listening that are in the farming business to maybe brush up on your skills or your knowledge or your focus on safety, because there's never too much of it and it's a good focus. That's the word to the wise on the American Family Farmer. Thanks again to Stephanie Berkeley for being here with us this week.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour now on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how you can catch up with the information and the conversations that we're having here every week. There are several hundred, if I'm not mistaken, in the archives, several hundred hours of conversations that we've had about farming, specific instances. You can find them labeled so you know what you're looking for. And, well, if you don't know what you're looking for, you'll look at that and say, okay, I want to listen to this. If you have the time, the opportunity, podcasts every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one begins with a conversation, the usual conversation about the news of the day. I was talking on this particular podcast about the number of hog farms and where the hog processing is most vibrant. We also talked about social media news outlet that produces original video content on animal rights and that sort of thing. Good for all farmers to know that have animals. We met a lady who runs the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, a former cattle ranch that has turned vegan, and they've done what I've done on my farm to a point. They have a sanctuary for certain animals, cows in this case, a bovine sanctuary. So I have lots of thoughts about the auctions that are going on, the number of farmers that are going out. I talk about the Amish and their farming practices. So all of this handy by at American Family Farmer Show. The podcasts are available free, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And my thought this week, thinking about what's going on a lot of farms, even though we still have a focus, Monsanto is hammering away, keep using our stuff, and there are suits galore against them, I would advise you to stay as far away from that stuff as you can. Even if it increases using the stuff, increases your productivity and the bottom line, it also is going to kill you. So why would you, you know, for maybe I was going to say a few extra bucks, maybe a lot of extra money. What's more important, the money or your health? And in league with that, I've noticed a number of Department of Agriculture's around the country that are trying to deal with mosquitoes and mosquito-borne illnesses, the bugs that are out there that cause West Nile virus. There are lots of things. That, this affects horses and birds and humans as well. Horses are the domestic animals that are most susceptible to the infection that comes from a mosquito. And you could say, well, how do they, the mosquitoes, they can't possibly penetrate the hide of a horse. Well, they're not really going in that way. They're more around the face structure. That's why it's important if you have horses in the summertime, especially, you have those fly masks. A lot of people put the fly masks on to keep the flies off, which is great, but it also keeps the mosquitoes away. And the mosquitoes are the real problem. Flies aren't going to do anything other than annoy the animal. I know I spray my cows every week, and we have a rub that they go under every time they go to the water trough. They have to go under a rub that's covered with fly spray and diesel fuel and stuff to keep the flies from just overpowering, because there's so many of them, many types. The horse, those horrible, ugly, God blessed. Some of those horse flies are an inch long. They're just horrible. And they really dig in. They can penetrate through the hide where a lot of the other vermin do not. So at any rate, the idea of protecting your horses, your animals from the risk of exposure, as I've suggested, you kind of put that netting around. They're also around their face. You also get vaccination. Your vet can give you a vaccine that'll keep your horse from succumbing to mosquito-borne diseases. You reduce the potential number of mosquitoes breeding by eliminating standing water on your farm. Also, they like brush piles, so that sort of thing. Also, the troughs that you may have used, got a little water in them. I have a few of those around the farm. I've drained them out. And when, as far as horses are concerned, if you can put them in at night, that's a good idea. Again, insect repellent is good for horses, it's good for cows, it's good for all of them, frankly. But you don't want the horses to have the problem that comes with paralysis from mosquito-borne diseases, drowsiness, colic, death, all of that stuff comes. It could be that bad. Neurological diseases as well. So let's do what we can to take steps to provide the protection your animals need and deserve from mosquito-borne diseases. Some thoughts on animal health here from Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer Show at 59 past the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.